Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that really matters in a jungle and old-school D&B arrangement, a roughneck-style ragga vocal layer that feels like part of the record, not just a loop sitting on top of it. The goal is simple. We're going to take a short vocal phrase, resample it into playable audio, and then arrange and automate it inside Ableton Live 12 so it behaves like a real rave weapon. Chopped, gritty, rhythmic, and locked to the drums and bass. This works especially well in jungle, dark side, ragga rollers, old school breaks, and even halftime drops where you want attitude without filling every inch of the spectrum. The vocal becomes another rhythmic tool. It can tease the drop, answer the snare, add menace, and give the track a memory point. Why this works in D&B is because ragga vocals don't need to function like a full lead singer. In this genre, they work more like percussion with personality. A short vocal stab, placed with intent, can push the groove forward without getting in the way of the kick, snare, or sub. That's the whole game. Start by choosing a vocal phrase that already has attitude and rhythm. You want something short, direct, and easy to chop. A one-bar chant, a shout, a call-out, a two-syllable phrase, something with strong consonants and a clear attack. Avoid long sentences. They usually fight the drums and get messy fast. Drop the sample into an audio track and trim the start tightly. Remove any dead air before the phrase. You want the first transient or consonant to hit immediately. If the sample has a nice bite at the front, that's gold. That bite is what you'll use to lock into the break. What to listen for here is whether the phrase already has rhythm inside it. If the vocal naturally leans on certain syllables, that's a sign it'll chop well. If it feels flat from start to finish, it may never really groove, no matter how much processing you throw at it. Now print a performance version. That means resample it. Don't just keep auditioning the raw clip forever. Record your edits or consolidate the best pass so you can start thinking like an arranger instead of a sample browser. Once it's printed, you can treat the vocal like audio material you're performing with. A good starting chain on the source is pretty simple. Use EQ8 high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so you clear out MI. Add a little saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and use soft clip if needed. If the vocal is really wild, a light compressor can help stabilize it. But don't overdo it. A little roughness is actually good here. Old school jungle loves texture. At this point, decide whether you want the vocal to feel raw and immediate, or more stylized and eerie. If you want it raw, keep the source fairly clean and preserve the original phrasing. If you want it haunted, process it first and resample the processed result. Both approaches work. The key is committing to a direction. Next, slice the vocal into meaningful fragments, not random micro chops. Think in musical bits, a word, half a word, a shout, a tail. Keep the slices useful. A full phrase can work for an intro statement, a half bar can work for call and response, and a quarter bar can work for a more urgent hook. Go even shorter only when you want fill energy or tension. A really effective move is to place the strongest hit just after the snare, or on the upbeat leading into a section. That gives it the feeling of answering the break, and that matters. In D&B, the snare is often the anchor. If the vocal keeps landing right on top of the snare, you'll flatten the impact. If it answers the snare instead, it feels like part of the groove. Now build a two-layer strategy. Duplicate the vocal and give each copy a job. The main layer is the clear, upfront ragga hit. The ghost layer is the filtered, quieter, slightly delayed shadow behind it. That ghost layer can have a high pass around 180 to 300 Hz, a low pass around 4 to 8 kHz, and maybe a small amount of delay or softer saturation. Keep the ghost layer well behind the main one. It should add depth and movement, not become a second lead. This is one of the classic old school tricks. You get identity from the main hit, and atmosphere from the shadow. What to listen for now is whether the vocal still feels centered and readable when both layers are playing together. If the groove suddenly feels wider but weaker, the ghost layer is probably too loud or too full range. Call it back until it feels like a shadow rather than a duplicate. Now place the vocal around the drums, not over them. Treat it like a percussion phrase with attitude. In a classic jungle arrangement, a vocal stab works well right after the snare, on the upbeat into bar 2 or bar 4, or as a pickup into a fill or drop. Don't force it into every bar. Let it appear, say something, and disappear. A strong arrangement idea is to keep the intro stripped back with just one teaser phrase, then bring the vocal in every couple of bars as the tension rises. In the drop, let the main shout hit every 4 or 8 bars, with chopped echoes or ghosted replies in between. Then in the second drop, change the pattern slightly. Move one phrase earlier, Leave one bar empty or swap in a dirtier printed version. That's how you keep the section alive. This is where automation becomes the real weapon. Add auto filter or use an EQ band to move the vocal across sections. In the intro, low pass it so it feels distant, like a radio transmission or a phrase coming through a wall. As the pre-drop builds, slowly open the filter. Then at the drop, let it open wider or hit bright and then duck back down on repeats. You can also automate small volume dips before the drop hit, then restore the vocal on the first beat of the drop. That tiny movement makes the drop feel bigger without adding extra sounds, and that's a big part of good arrangement in DNB. You don't always need more material. Sometimes you just need better contrast. If you want more menace, a little resonance on the filter can add bite. Just keep it controlled. Too much resonance and the vocal starts sounding cheap or whistle-like. You want rude, not cheesy. Now check the timing. Open the clip and make sure the consonants hit in the pocket. Ragga vocals often feel best slightly ahead of the beat on the attack, then relaxed on the tail. If a phrase feels lazy, nudge it forward by a few milliseconds. If it's fighting the snare, move it a touch later. Small moves matter here. And once you've got a section working, commit it. Consolidate it or resample it. Don't get trapped endlessly tweaking the same slice. If it already grooves, print it and move on. That's how you keep momentum in a production session. A couple of stock device chains work really well for this. For old-school Ragga Grit, use EQ8 with a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, maybe a small cut in the low mids if it sounds boxy, then saturator with moderate drive and soft clip. Then drum bus lightly if you want extra bite, and utility if you need to tighten the stereo image. Keep the main vocal fairly centered. For a more eerie jungle feel, use EQ8, then auto filter with a moving cutoff, then echo with short feedback and filtered repeats, and maybe a very small amount of reverb. The idea is to create a haunted tale without washing out the groove. The big mix check is always the same. Does the vocal add excitement without reducing snare authority or subclarity? If the snare gets smaller, the vocal is too loud, too long, or too full range. If the bass starts feeling blurry, you've probably got too much low-mid buildup or too much delay return. What to listen for is the relationship between the vocal and the break. In a strong jungle arrangement, the vocal should bounce off the drum pattern. It should feel like it belongs to the same ecosystem. Not floating above it, not fighting it, just locked in with it. Now automate the arrangement payoff. Use the vocal as a section marker. In the intro, use fragments. In the main drop, let the phrase hit more clearly. Before a switch up, throw delay onto the last word. In the second drop, remove the main hit for one bar and let the ghost layer or delay tail carry the tension. That absence creates power. In DNB, silence is not empty. It's part of the impact. A really strong move is to keep the same phrase but change one thing in the second drop. Maybe the filter opens wider. Maybe the final word is more distorted. Maybe the rhythm shifts slightly. That small mutation keeps the record moving without needing a brand new sample. Here's the mindset to keep throughout the process. Treat the vocal like an arrangement event, not a permanent layer. The best ragga hits appear, punctuate, and disappear. If it survives every bar, it stops feeling special. Also, don't over-quantize it. Ragga energy often needs a bit of human push and pull. If every slice lands too perfectly, the phrase can lose its attitude. Let the groove breathe. And one more practical reminder, if you find yourself spending too long micro-adjusting two syllables, you're probably trying to fix arrangement with editing. At that point, move the phrase earlier or later, or remove a slice entirely. Arrangement choices usually solve what editing can't. So to bring it all together, start with a short vocal that has attitude. Trim it tight. Resample it. Slice it into usable hits. Build a main layer and a ghost layer. Keep the main one centered and clear of the low end. Use filter automation, level automation, and selective delay throws to create movement across the intro, drop, and second drop. And always check the vocal against the snare and sub, because those are the pillars of the tune. If you do it right, the vocal won't feel pasted on. It'll feel like it was born inside the beat, chopped, rude, and fully part of the jungle energy. For practice, build a four-bar vocal hook using only one phrase, one main layer, and one ghost layer. Use only Ableton stock devices. Automate at least one filter move and one level change. Then bounce one solid printed version of the best take. If you've got time, push it into a 16-bar arrangement with an intro tease, a drop pattern, and a second drop variation. Keep listening at the loop points. That's where the truth shows up. If the vocal still feels strong when the loop wraps around, you're on the right path. Go make it rude.